last night I was I couldn't sleep. I was watching, what was I watching? Oh, God damn, I was watching something. Oh, I was watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I didn't see the beginning parts of it.
Okay.
So I was watching Steve Miller and Deep Purple. I didn't know how many people were in Deep Purple. There were 14 members in that band.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of lineup changes.
Yeah, 14 people for like a four-piece band. So.
Tommy Bolin was in there. Glenn Hughes was in there.
Tommy Bolin? Is he a singer?
Guitar.
Oh. And then Ritchie Blackmore and then David Coverdale. And
yeah.
There was a singer who was in the very beginning who had one song, and then they had the new singer who was there for a majority of the time, and it just got weird. And I watched that, and then I watched Steve Miller, and then I kind of petered out and was on Periscope last night. Periscope's gotten real boring now. It's not... First of all, you don't get to see any sex stuff. I never get to see no boobies or nothing.
Right.
I get to see every once in a while there's like bikini girls running around.
Well, they don't allow boobies and stuff, do they?
They do until a certain fat, cross-eyed, competitive morning show rat you out. You know, you're fine. Nobody's saying anything until somebody has to ruin the party.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the party. And I didn't get invited, so I ruined the party. So I was flipping around last night, and I guess I follow it. I don't know if sometimes they suggest you to follow people. It was police chases.
Okay.
What? And there was a police chase and standoff in L.A. last night, and it started, no joke, straight out of Compton.
Oh, yeah?
It was a murder in Compton, and then they went after the guy, and they had him. I got to tell you, it went on so long, I just fell asleep. I had to wake up in the morning and find out what happened.
White guy wearing a suit?
I don't know. I didn't see the victim, but he was in a Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
When I finally gave up, there was about 50 cop cars behind them in like a formation where they had, it was like a pyramid. There was one out front, then two, then three. And they were probably about maybe 30 yards behind the car. And the
looks
car
like
was...
looks like they're flying south for the winter.
Yeah. And the car was on the highway after a slow speed chase that lasted for a while. And it just sat there. Now, the messed up part is they had to shut the highway down, and all those people, it was like 6 o'clock in L.A. Ugh. That were trying to get home now are just stuck on the freeway.
Right.
So I don't understand. If the guy's locked in the car and you're behind him, why don't you just pull out machine guns and just riddle the car with bullets?
That would be great if you could do that, but of course that's against the law. They need to try and come to some peaceable, you know... agreement where they don't have him kill himself or they kill him.
Oh, but who cares?
So
if he
we
kills
can
himself
spend a lot of money on the having him in jail for the rest of his
life. And put him on trial and all that stuff. Blow out the windshield. First of all, pop the lock on the trunk, so you don't make sure nobody's in there. And then blow out the back windshield, then the front windshield, so we get good visibility. And go, all right, you got 3 seconds before we just throw a grenade in that car, right in the back. Just rocket launcher.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Right. I couldn't believe it, and the guy ended up, after a while, they smoked him out of the car. There was a smoke bomb in there, and he came out, and the dog got him. And they attacked
nice.
Him.
I like it.
Yeah, and that's good, but the worst part is that the LA TV usually doesn't show a lot of those things because they don't want to get, that's what people are watching for.
You remember the one guy that went out into the middle of the desert and shot himself in the head, and it was on
perfect. Shepard Smith was watching. He goes, take the camera away, pop, too late.
Well, that's exactly why they don't do that
anymore. But that's why we're watching.
Yeah.
We want an end. Nobody watches a porno and then sits in the middle of it, goes, that was good enough. Watching the end.
Will we see a live execution in our lifetime on TV?
No.
Not from this country.
No.
But you can watch
as much as we want it to admit it and do it, it's too barbaric.
Pay per view. And you get to vote. Text now if you want them to die by scorpions. Text 2 if you
cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then there's three guys. This one here was a child molester. This one here was a drunk driver who killed somebody.
Right.
Who do you pick? You pick a guy who didn't kill anybody but molested 10 children under the age of 7.
Okay.
The guy in the middle, he drove drunk. He never was in trouble in his life before, but he drove drunk and killed 2 kids in a drunk driving accident.
Okay.
Or the third guy who I gotta think of a good horrific crime. The third guy
raped an old lady.
What?
Yes.
Man,
I'll
perfect.
Take it.
Yeah, raped an old lady.
Yep.
She was celebrating her 83rd birthday.
Oh my God!
Oh, then and, she knows
but,
it.
But he is. It was high on bath salts and is now clean and found Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Child molester
killed the people, killed family in the DUI, or raped an old lady. Please put in your pick now.
I pick one, child molester.
Convicts, America has spoken. Today.
Give me the results.
National execution.
Right after this.
You're right back.
But that would be fantastic. I would love that. And you do, and the way the guy gets killed, like one of the options is like the baddest dude in all the prisons. We're going to give him 2 years off his sentence if he murders this guy.
Oh. Hey, so then you go over to the guy and you go, we're back. Phil, America has spoken. You raped an old lady, a defenseless 80-year-old woman on her birthday, left her inches from dying. America has surprisingly chose you last. Dun, dun, dun.
Go back to your cell.
Go back to your cell. Go back to your cell. Now it is between Theo, who killed a... Theo's all crying. I don't want to die. It was an accident. I'm so sorry. Every day I live with the guilt.
Theo with the drunk driving and the killing of the kids.
Or Floyd. Floyd was a puppeteer who was molesting kids for years. Only convicted of molesting five, but all under the age of 10. All boys, by the way, Floyd. Floyd, it is between you and the murderer. How are you feeling today?
Pretty good. I didn't kill anybody. I mean, I did some bad stuff, but everybody's alive, you know, therapy.
Floyd, America has spoken. You're going to die! Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. And then the confetti cannons go, and then the guy from the DUI, he passes out because he gets so stressed out.
He peed himself, too. Oh,
they do remote control. They just flip his chair back into the wall. He goes right back into his cell. They flip him back in there.
And then take a break. We'll come back and find out how Floyd's going to die.
Yeah. America, we're going to need you again. Oh, we hired the guy from Fear Factor.
Okay.
And he's come up with a couple of ideas that were too harsh for NBC.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get to choose which way you'd like him to die. Coming up, your first choice is old-fashioned execution, but we do it Percy style with no wet sponge. It'd be a dry sponge execution.
I like that.
Where we actually watch the volts travel through your body until it catches fire and you die. Or we just have you sit in chair number two, Floyd. Chair number two is fine. It's just a chair. Except once we restrain your feet and your hands, a giant screw comes up from the seat. It goes through your butthole all the way up through your body and out the top of your head. You can screw it to death.
Or how about this? You have the Fear Factor thing, and he's got to eat like a bucket full of beetles or something, whatever. And if he eats it in a certain amount of time, he gets to go free. And then when he does it, and he's like, I get to go free, you just shoot him in the back.
Yeah, there we go. Just kidding. Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Can we have one of them be where he gets trampled by 100 midgets slowly to death? All right. So, you guys
apologize.
Are in. Alive for the
We're
fantastic
doing so good.
Idea.
We're doing so good.
A great idea. I'm glad I could bring it to the table this morning.
We're doing so good.
It's Happy Friday.
I actually was considering asking Tony to call some TV companies, thinking we might have some.
Maybe you got it.
Produce it for Bone TV, put it on the web. It would be good. Yeah. And you just ruined it.
It's still on. It's still on, Tony, if you're listening.
Wouldn't even be able to happen.
We could get
midgets are too loud.
People tuned out as soon as you
said. No, we could get the midgets.
Might as well just go home.
No, don't go home.
Can't get 100 midgets.
We could get 100 midgets.
And even if you did, what are they going to do? Just walk over a guy?
Trample them. You'd trample them.
No, they'd have to get on top of each other. You'd have to have like 5 midgets on top of each other to squish.
And their legs aren't that powerful. Yeah. I would know. We are.
It's not going to work.
You could do it. It could be slow and painful.
You ruined it. What are you at? What else is next? What is next?
Show's canceled.
Does he work for another station? Maybe he's a plant.
Are you a saboteur?
No. I'm not a saboteur.
Are you doing this for Drew's thing for the campaign?
No, I don't even know what's happening with that.
So people vote against?
Carmen, what are you doing this afternoon?
I have to work over at the getaway.
What time?
I have to be there at 12.
Till when?
I'll probably be there until about 10, maybe.
So, Carmen, it's not 11. You that is coming back in here to Drew's show to fight against me?
No, it is not. They have someone?
That's what they say.
They're lying.
Okay.
Unless it's someone, like, old that they're bringing back.
That's what Spanish said. Maybe Dinah or one of you guys said
I said that.
Yeah, no, they don't have the budget for that.
I don't think they're bringing her in.
Oh, like maybe she'll call.
Ooh.
We have that kind of
Maybe 100 midgets will trample her once she's here.
That's a good idea.
Oh, we were on such a roll and they just sucked the wind out of the show.
No, 100 midgets sucked the wind out of it, but then they'll trample it.
I was all excited. I was like, I could design that chair where the screw comes through the bottom and you're like, midgets.
That was another good idea. The midgets is good. Galvin, you had a good one too.
I know.
Yeah.
They were all good to a certain point.
No, they were all pretty solid.
You're the point where it ruined everything.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
We might as well try to rebuild.
We
can
just
rebuild
completely
with 100
change the subject.
Yeah, we're gonna have to take a break.
Yeah,
you don't. We'll have, I mean,
shh.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna do some deep knee bends. Try and get my wind back.
Do me a favor today. Yeah? Don't talk at all.
All right.
But don't, like, I'm going to leave your mic on.
Nah, okay.
Dad, don't tell me.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Wow.
Tell me no.
He's in charge.
I think you are.
I can't hear anybody. My headphones aren't in.
You want me to help you?
You're in the same room as us.
Don't talk today. I'm leaving your mic on just for the temptation. Don't mime anything. Just stand there. Don't double thumbs up me. You got to understand, for a fat guy, I'm quick. I'll get you. I'll knock your little chicle chart out of your head. All right, when we come back, are you supposed to play Sporkle today? Yeah, that's right. It's going to be hard to play, isn't it? And again, a very easy to win Sporkle up next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.